Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Team on Blogging the Voice Network in partnership with SB Nation. I am Meg Murray, and I am joined in person by Paul Stewart.
What's happening? finally here in Texas, thank God.
Yeah, tell everyone about your travels. What all did you have to do to get here?
So, got to Glasgow Airport 4 o'clock in the morning in the UK time, so that would have been, 10 p.m. Texas time?
That's about right.
So, got there. Flight flew out, got a little bit delayed, got to London for about 9 a.m. because of the whole delays and stuff like that, and my flight from Dallas got delayed ever so slightly as well, so I didn't get into Dallas till about 4:30 p.m. Yeah, so when you add that into account, so you're talking about over 16 hours of traveling? Yeah.
But, like, shortly after you got here, we got margaritas and some Tex-Mex.
So. Oh, yes. And that was amazing. So, and you actually took out a lovely charming board. You enjoyed my Tex-Mex.
I mean, who doesn't love a brisket taco?
Oh,
that's all I'm saying. If you live in the Dallas proper area, we went to E-Bar's sister restaurant called Eddie's, and it was fantastic.
It was lovely.
Yes. So, he's already gotten Tex-Mex. And he's already been to the Star. He has a new jersey.
Yeah, got my new Micah Parsons jersey ready to rock and roll. So I am happy as Larry.
Yes, you're going to be best dressed at the Colts game on Sunday.
Yeah, kilt and everything. Yep, absolutely.
We are facing the 4-7-1 second in the AFC South Indianapolis Colts on Sunday Night Football in AT&T Stadium.
It'll be quite interesting to see how we're going to deal against, because they've been very hot and cold, and the record kind of shows that. They had a really tight game with the Eagles a couple of weeks ago. I mean, but there's been games where they just look really, really bad, and there's been games where they kind of look okay. So, but I'm not feeling particularly threatened by them, if that makes sense. Like, because they're running by Jonathan Taylor, he's came back from injury and stuff like that, and he's not really been playing up to speed like what we're normally used to seeing them playing at, like compared to last season.
Do you just kind of put that on like how the O-line is? Do you put that on like just changes all around? What do you think like is contributing to that?
I think it's multiple factors. Like Obviously they sat their head coach, they've now got someone else in.
Joe Saturday.
Yeah, what a name that is.
No, it's a really strong like TV personality, kind of a good head coach name. You know, not that he's
Mr. Saturday.
We're not ready to crown him yet, but
yeah, we shouldn't be crowning him at all.
Mr. Saturday playing on a Sunday.
Yeah, so I mean, and obviously with like some Matt Ryan and Sam
Ellinger is the backup, and then behind him is Nick Foles. So
yeah, so there's been a wee topsy turvy with the quarterbacks as well in a couple of games where Ellinger's been put in instead of Matt Ryan and stuff like that. So, but yeah, personally, I think we're going to be quite comfortable in the game as long as we stick to our simple game plan, run the ball, pass the ball.
Don't get cute.
Exactly. So if we can just limit the cuteness from the playbook, then we're going to win. Simple as that.
Yeah. It's as we've seen the past few games, Coach Saturday is having a little issue with time management. So that will, help us out a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. And if that's one thing, don't get me wrong, we've had our issues with time management ourselves. Sure. So, but
levels of playing field to me.
Yeah, but we are getting better and better though.
No, truly we are. I mean, so also like Matt Ryan, that name kind of like, it scares you a little bit when you first hear it. Cause he's had such a like
long career. Yeah, he's
very experienced, But, you know, he's not doing so hot. He wasn't doing really hot last year on the Falcons, to be honest. And then,
yeah, I think with the loss of like Julio Jones not being the player he was, and I don't think that the Falcons kind of reinvested into the weapons around about Matt Ryan. And don't get me wrong, I think the weapons he has in Indianapolis, where like a Michael Pittman and Alex Pierce, who a guy that was actually interviewed by Dave Sturgill on Blogging the Boys. So he did a
Go check that out.
Yeah, so that was like during the whole the draft process and stuff like that. So we like just basically get to know players. Just like we were trying to get what's his name? We had the notice no players for the Cleveland Browns, the center. From Texas Tech University.
I'm having a
I'm not sure.
The online guy. I'll let you come to that.
I'm a little bit hungover still from last night. So the name will come to me. So
we won't judge. I mean, it's one of those things where he's just kind of at the tail end of his career. I don't know what it is about the Colts and like wanting to invest in like lost quarterbacks. You know, the great Carson Wentz experiment of last year, Philip Rivers prior, you know, after losing Andrew Luck, who was really like, he could be there right now if he had stuck around, you know, and who knows how that would have turned out. He's still a young guy. He ruined my fantasy football year that year because I drafted him the day before he retired.
That's man.
So I have a grudge against him for that reason and that reason alone, because he seems like a nice guy otherwise. But yeah, it's the lost quarterbacks come to Indianapolis, and here's Matt Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, so it's like we kind of just said there. It's like I'm not particularly feel threatened by Matt Ryan at all. Like I think his best days are long behind him. It was the same with Philip Rivers, like you mentioned here when he joined the Colts. It's like it seems to be now. The course has now become more of a retirement team now.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, it does. He's being attacked by ferocious dogs right now.
Yep.
So it's one of those things where this week I feel like a lot of the rhetoric around this game is we should beat them handily. Mm-hmm. There's no reason that we should lose this game. And you guys know that we heard that, you know, against the Packers. We've heard this before. But, I mean, like we said, Matt Rodgers is not the boogeyman. So, that's at least here in our favor.
Yeah. Did you say Matt Rodgers?
Did I?
Yeah, I think you did.
Well, oh no. I hope he doesn't play like a Rodgers tomorrow. No,
I hope not. I hope not. Oh, man. But, yeah, I mean, it's that weird scenario where you just, like, I just hope we just don't mess up more than anything. Like, everything from our defense being number one out there, pretty much the best defense in the league. In terms of our offense, we're improving week by week now. If we were to lose this game, I'd be shocked. More, I think that would be the most shocking lost with the rest of the schedule we've got.
I think the most concerning thing to me would be if we, you know, came out like last week. You know, it's something that the Cowboys do. It's not like the first time this has happened. They do this often. It's like a little bit playing with your food. You're like playing down to them a little bit. What we really need them to do is keep their, you know, keep trucking on, like, and go off of what you were doing at the end of the last game to, you know, carry on to like the rest of the season. The rest of the season is so important right now, even if we're playing, you know, AFC South teams pretty much the rest of the way. Until we play the Eagles. But you want to, like, build momentum, and you want to make a statement.
Yeah.
Did you find him?
Yes. Dawson Deaton, his name was.
Oh, Dawson Deaton.
That's the one.
We had him on our show.
Yes, we had him on our show. So, yeah, so I do apologize, Dawson, if you're listening still. I just... hangover, so
blame it on the hangover.
Oh, absolutely. That's gonna be my go-to excuse for the rest of this 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You had a wild night. Love that journey for you.
Yeah, I don't even remember how I ended up where I was last night.
So. You know those nights where you just end up on a friend's couch.
Yeah.
Didn't know.
Do not remember anything.
We should like strap the GoPro to your head so you can figure out how these things happen to you.
Yeah, so for people that are listening right now, I do have the GoPro here recording as well, because I'm going to be doing like a feature documentary and stuff like that. So just to kind of help show you the like my day-to-day, week-by-week type of thing, being in Dallas and kind of going over like the costs, how much it's going to cost for tickets, like going to the Star, like showing you all the merchandise and stuff like that, and just basically having a great time and showing you some good places to hang out.
The International's How-To Guide to Dallas.
Pretty much so, yeah. Yeah.
There you go. We'll keep an eye out for that coming up. Let's talk about, you know, what we want to see from the Cowboys in this game, you know, to know that we're heading in the right direction. And obviously we stated not playing with your food is kind of a big thing, but, you know, kind of beyond that.
Yeah. I think we just need to be very aware, just because we can't even just assume that the Colts are going to be a pushovers.
Yeah.
Like, they can still cause a threat. They've got Jonathan Taylor, as we mentioned. They've also got like Pittman and Pierce and also Jelani Woods, the tight end. That was one guy that a lot of us, like especially Cowboys Nation, like we were looking towards him in the draft at one point.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got good players in their team. It's just you wouldn't think with the type of players they've got, they're like record 7-4, 7-1. Right now, so but I think for us, we just need to just keep it simple defensively. Parsons is just going to have an absolute feast on that field.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of noted this, but their offensive line is not great. Of course, you know, we said that against the Lions, and it was a little more difficult than a task than you know one had thought. But in this case, they're even more injured right now. They have their, their right tackle?
Braden Smith,
Smith is out.
Yeah, I think that was out in the injury report that was posted on Friday. Kind of showing you all the game status. So I think there was 3 players in total that were out. Just can't recall the names at the top of my head.
Hangover. But yeah, so I mean, with their offensive line not being, you know, up to snuff, so they say, that really is a breeding ground for a big game for Micah Parsons.
Yeah, and also if it's on the weak side, then it's going to be more Sam Williams in the area because mostly you will see Micah Parsons lined up against the left tackle, so he'll be playing on the left hand he'll be up against that side on the right tackle, because he's always lined up to his left. So.
Yeah, he's always looking for an opportunity, that guy.
Honestly.
Basically, what we're saying is, Matt Ryan, meet the ground. Have fun.
Yeah, I think you'll be seeing a lot of turf, like, a lot of turf on his face mask, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, that's also something we have to, you know, be on the lookout for with Dak, is that there are, you know, there are guys on the Colts defense that, you know, are sizable. They, we have DeForest Buckner, 6 sacks, 33 pressures on the year. Never going to be able to say this last name.
Yannick Ngakoue.
Perfect. He has 11 sacks. Like, that's kind of, those are some pretty good numbers. I won't lie.
Yeah. I mean, one guy there, obviously he's got an ankle injury previously, is Kwity Paye. Like,
we heard a lot about him during
he was one of the guys, one of the guys that we were strongly considering drafting at one point.
Yeah.
That's a guy we need to watch out for. I'm not too familiar with the two linebackers. I'm Zaire Franklin and Bobby Okereke.
Bobby, I would love to know how to say your last name. I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
We're
butchering names. Like, no.
It's just all that to say that like the Colts defense isn't something to look past.
Yeah.
So that's where kind of your knowledge comes in here. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like the O-line is up to the test this week after, you know, facing the Vikings and then the Giants?
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Kara Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
I think the way how the momentum with the offensive line is going, obviously the frustrations in that first half against the Giants we had was pretty frustrating at times, but we did manage to kind of turn that around in that second half. And going into this game with the Colts, I don't see why... Again, I don't see any issue where if we can just keep it like if the O-line just does what they're supposed to be doing, then great. Because right now we have Tyler Smith's been playing and big shout out to Terrence Steele. He's been the biggest improvement in our offensive line by tenfold. Absolutely. And same goes for Tyler Biadasz.
Yeah, I mean, hey. We don't mind eating humble pie here.
I've been eating a lot of humble pie this year.
And it's sweet, to be honest with you. It's always a good thing. Almost, I welcome it.
It's actually as good as this iron brew I have.
Oh, yeah. Paul comes to my house and I offer him a drink, and it's a Scottish soda that he sent me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just unexpected.
Yeah, my reaction was priceless when you actually just said,
where did you get that?
I was like, oh, you sent me that. And I was like, da-da.
Now, you can't blame that on the hangover.
No, that's what cure the hangover.
Yeah, he'll be good to go here in a little bit after that. Just in time to do it again.
Oh, maybe not so much like last night, but it'll be good.
Yeah, don't ever challenge a Scotsman to a drinking contest.
as our good friend Shannon Gross did once, and he completely regretted it. And Dave Hillman can back us up on that.
Yeah, Dave will never challenge anyone to a drinking contest, but... He'll watch it, for sure.
Oh, no, he witnessed it and witnessed me and Shannon doing Ric Flairs against each other, so that was...
What is that?
Slaps
you across... slap each other?
Just across the chest.
The chest.
Yeah, it's like a chop.
I, like, know vaguely who Ric Flair is. I know that's, like...
It goes, woo!
Blasphemous, but...
Yeah, he's very vocal as a wrestler. He's not the most talented. Like, I'm not really much into wrestling at all, but he was quite funny about it.
He has a niche.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. A good name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I forgot what we were even saying, but oh.
And oh, yeah. But, yeah, we're sorry.
Humble Pie and Terrence Steele being a great improvement.
Oh, absolutely. And again, like, I think even you can even say with Conor McGovern as well, he's actually now solidified himself as the left guard now. I really do. Like, especially in the most recent performances. He still has a lot more to kind of do. I think he just needs to put on a bit more size, obviously. Like, but I think giving him a more good run, like, yeah, in the off season, like, just add more muscle, bulk up a bit more. I think he will fold into that.
Yeah.
That a... being part of that Dallas O-line really well now. So, but yeah.
How do you think all of that's going to go? You know, Tyron's been working on the ropes. He was like on the sideline for his first game of the season against the Giants. They're, you know, talking about opening his 21-day window. Is that what it's called? 21?
21-day window, yeah.
You know, which doesn't mean he's going to jump right out there and play the Texans, but he could.
This may sound controversial, but I really don't see how Tyron's going to get back into the team, despite how good he is.
This is a hot take.
Yeah, especially how Tyler Smith's been doing right now, and obviously we've got Jason Peters in the roster as well, who can fit in that position.
Mm-hmm.
Having Tyron back in the squad, yeah, it's great, but I'm more, if we were to put him in there, I'd be more worried about the continuity.
I don't disagree with you. I don't think there's a world where they don't Tyron doesn't get his job back right away, you know?
Yeah, I think he'll be like, he might come in for a couple of reps there and there and see how things are going. Like,
yeah,
I
think, he's in back
like,
in that way.
I think like if it was to be at the Texans game, I don't think he'll be starting, obviously. Like, if we're beating the Texans or something like that, say, like, but 25 plus points going into the fourth quarter or something like that, then yeah, I think you'll probably see a couple of
just limiting his snap, kind of the way like Jason Peters entered back in.
Exactly. I think that's what we'll kind of do. We'll just kind of like bring him in when we need to.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see, you know, if they do any seismic shifts on that O-line as he, you know, integrates further into play. Because I mean, he's like a goat. You can't keep him on the sideline.
No, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame for the Dallas Hall of Fame for sure. And he's probably one of the best players we've ever had playing in the position. That being said, with his contract and stuff like that and how injury prone Tyron's been over the past several years, like we've never really had a full actual season with him for 7 years straight now or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's a concern. So I could be wrong. I think it'll be less than 7 years, but I could be wrong. But yeah, I can actually see Jerry making a business move as well. And I'm not, I could sound like I'm pure hating on Tyron right now, right. But I'm not. But I'm just trying to think, what would Jerry do in terms of cap and his cap? I think his cap next year will take a big, massive hit.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it though, I mean, Jason Peters, what is he signed on for 1 year?
I think it's just for the season, yeah.
And he is like a lot older.
Yeah.
So like there is that space, you know,
yeah,
for Tyron to sign back on the team if he wants to. I wouldn't be surprised if he was ready to hang it up the cleats, but
that could be a possibility as well.
I feel like he's one of those guys that is almost like Tom Brady esque and like his like you have to drag him away from football kicking and screaming. So I'm interested to see decides to do that or if he just is like, I'm gonna go until I can't go anymore.
Kind of felt like on myself when I've retired from playing football, to be honest. I wish I could still play, but
kicking and screaming.
More moaning and groaning because I was in so much pain from
Well, and that's the thing too with him though, is that he's, you know, injured a lot. And we don't get full seasons with him, so I think that could be part of the deal, and he might really make that decision. You just have to kind of wait and see at this point.
Yeah. what do you think the score prediction is going to be though?
God. Okay. I feel like I have to predict them to lose.
What, the Colts?
No, the Cowboys. That's just a joke, and it's a superstitious joke that Kelsey and I make because every time I get like really confident about a score.
You're trying to turn it on the flip side. Yeah, no, I see.
I don't think that we're gonna lose, which, by the way. Okay, let's do a throwback score, 42-7. The last time we bet.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna go Dallas 38, Colts 13.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we getting a little Jonathan Taylor action in there? Or are you
I think the action's mostly gonna come from I'm gonna say Jelani Woods actually.
Okay. So and with that Cowboys high score, are we seeing a lot of CD? Are we seeing a lot of Tony? What are we doing?
Michael Gallup.
Oh, we can Gallup in the end zone, baby.
Gallup.
All right.
Gallup's going to
That's a good little bold prediction there.
Yeah. Gallup's going to, well, here's the actual bold prediction, though. Gallup's going to go for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And we're going to see an Jade Ferguson highlight reel.
You are about that Fergie highlight reel. And
Fergie. I love it, man. Love it.
I think we're going to, I feel like CD is mad about that touchdown being called back, as are we all.
Oh, I think all Cowboys Nation that could see clearly, like, is like that one particular frame of the still of the footage. Yeah. He was in bounds.
Well, I see he was in there. Let me tell you, the second that guy turned his mic back on and we saw his face, we were like, he's calling it back. F this guy. Everyone started booing. It was the loudest boos I've ever heard in that studio. So I feel like he's going to go on a, like, revenge tour this game.
Yeah.
Not that, like, I mean, he had a great game.
Oh,
so
yeah,
like
fantastic game.
it's not like he's making up for, you know, playing poorly. I think he's just gonna be like, here's the thing, you took a touchdown away from me, I'm gonna get five.
Here's the big question. Paul or Zeke?
Ooh. This one's like, it's so hard for me. You guys know that I'm a Zeke lover. I don't know what you want to call it. I'm a Zeke freak.
What I mean is like, who you
like, who's gonna get more yards? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's interesting. It's whenever whenever defenses focus on Tony, that's when, you know, you can really see Zeke breakthrough. So I just don't think this defense is like strong enough to really hold Tony back against
yeah.
maybe a Tony game.
I think if that's one thing about the Colts defense, that it seemed to have a lack of speed, I think. Like,
and you once he gets going, you can't touch him.
Yeah. So I think getting up to that second level, that's where we're going to see most of the damage from our from Mike Tony and Zeke. So I think, like, excuse me.
Like, hangover.
Yeah, as always. But when you've got players like DeForest Buckner and Kwity Paye, whatever you pronounce his name, I'm Kwity Paye. Oh my god,
it kind of like flows. Honestly, it's cute.
Yeah. Oh, we've been using that word "cute" for too much now.
Yeah, I kind of use it for everything. I don't mean that in this condescending way, by the way. I really do think it's a nice name.
Yeah, I mean, I think like so those guys in the defense, like the defensive line front, that's where the most speed factor comes from the edge. Once you're past that pot point, I think it's safe to say, like, because I don't think like the linebackers are decent. They are good, but I tend to find they're kind of lack of, like, they're not as quick as obviously like Pat Parsons and like Jabril Cox and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, and you have to factor in Damone Clark these days.
Oh yes,
my guy.
Oh, that guy's been up. Like, what? Like, how is he managed to get onto the football field this year? I have no idea. Yeah, but the fact is, he's playing well. Oh.
When we drafted him, everyone was like, for sure, 2023.
You
won't see him until 2023.
Like, even Stephen Jones made that comment, like, when they drafted him. He said, yeah, our expectations, so he'll be there for next season and that.
He has spinal surgery, y'all. Like, that's huge.
Oh,
what a freak.
It blows my mind the capabilities of the human body can recover so quickly like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel like he landed right where he was supposed to land with us. And, you know, like we've said before, you know, our medical staff is like some of the best.
Yes. I mean, what they did for like Tony Romo,
even Jalen Smith, if you want to go there.
I was going to say Jalen Smith, but what I will comment about Jalen Smith is that wrestling move he tried to do in that game. What in the earth was that?
He was trying to get cute and not in a cute way.
See, here's the thing, right? And I'm not trying to hate on Jalen Smith because like, I've met him in person. He's a lovely guy. Like, does a lot of great work for communities and stuff like that. But when it comes to the whole argument, oh, yeah, Jalen Smith has so many tackles in his record. Yeah, but here's the thing. When you're seeing stuff like that, doing elbow drops, that still counts as an assisted tackle, apparently. So when you're seeing silly stuff like that still counts up to, like, he may have touched the player by as an assist, and that's how he gets so many stats. Like, I just think they're not looking at the game film properly.
Yeah, you think they're padding the stats there for all
very time. Much so. Very much so.
I mean, touche.
But back to the original points. Like, they did work for Dak with his ankle, and he came back.
And his everything, like mental health, all of that stuff.
Absolutely. And I'm trying to think, there was another one as well. So there was Dak, there was Romo over the years with his back and stuff like that. And
Jason Witten.
Dez.
The list goes on.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's Jalen and like to see Damone Clark, like those are really big feats to like overcome in order to like get on the field much sooner than anticipated. Like, I'm so impressed with him.
And seeing that, you could actually mention Tyron Smith as well. Like, see if it probably wasn't for the Cowboys medical stuff.
He plays any game whatsoever.
Yeah. He's literally been put up together by strings and
all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Tape,
like
voodoo and whatever.
Band-aids and stuff. Oh, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's something that you also have to factor in. A lot of people don't know about him yet. They got to learn.
Absolutely.
All right, so we are looking forward to a Cowboys win on Sunday night. We will be in attendance.
Yes.
I know it's like luck of the Irish. Is there like a luck of the Scottish kind of thing?
Nah, nothing really.
It's like, I just win, that's all.
Yeah. Nah, we just went in there like war ready pretty much.
There you go.
There we go.
He's war ready.
Yeah.
And so are the Cowboys.
Absolutely. Got the kilt ready. Got my Parsons jersey ready. I'm ready to rock and roll and see some Cowboys victories.
Yes. Yeah, he's going to catch this game against the Colts and the next game against the Houston Texans. So If you see a man wearing a kilt,
you know who it is.
You know who it is. All righty, guys. Paul, tell everyone where they can follow along on your American journey.
Yes, guys, you can check out my Insta stories on Instagram and Twitter with my handle being IamPeaceDo.
Yeah, if you didn't already, you missed a lovely picture of him waking up in the morning. you can follow me at Meg Murray with 4 R's on Instagram and Twitter. And we love to talk to you guys about the game, so be sure to do that. You can listen to other people talk about the games coming up by following BTB on wherever you listen to podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe. Tell Paul how pretty he is.
Not that pretty, but I love the compliment. Thank you.
Of course. And also, you can read all of the good stuff about the Cowboys at bloggingboys.com, so be sure to check that out. Until next week, go Cowboys.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.